Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. An ice storm warning is in effect until noon Thursday for much of western and northern Missouri. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Cutter says there have been many crashes in the impacted areas.
Numerous accidents across Missouri, especially as that freezing drizzle continues to fall and is causing a slick glazing of ice on roadways.
Meanwhile, severe weather is possible through Thursday morning in southern and southwest Missouri. Large hail, damaging winds, flooding, and tornadoes are in the forecast. The Missouri House has given preliminary approval today to a proposed statewide prescription drug monitoring program that looks for drug misuse. Kathy Arbini of Eastern Missouri's Fenton says her son Kevin died in 2009 of a Xanax and heroin overdose. She says her mission today is to prevent parents from burying their children.
I think it shows him how much I loved him. If I had to do it again, I'd probably do it different. Because years ago you were angry at him. I didn't know it was a disease.
Opponents of the measure say Missourians should not have their personal information subjected to potential data breaches. A St. Louis mother disagrees with statements that charter schools do not educate special needs students. Carmen Ward says her 15-year-old son, Paul, who has autism and intellectual disabilities, has improved his reading skills beyond her expectations and has drastically retained basic math. She supports a proposed expansion of charter schools in Missouri towns with 30,000 people or more.
It's up to you to determine whether they're going to be able to contribute to the community they live in. The alternative is to prepare them for the criminal justice system.
Superintendent Bill Nicely of Western Missouri's Kearney says expanding charter schools might prevent him from expanding programs that educate kids for high-quality jobs. Missouri Congressman Sam Graves watched the State of the Union from House chambers last night. He says he was encouraged by President Trump standing by his call for a border wall.
I've always believed in a barrier. That's been something that I've talked about since the very day I got elected. We had obviously had 9/11, and we were taking a look at how terrorists came into this country.
Western Missouri Democratic Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver responded to President Trump's address. Cleaver says illegal immigration is not a security crisis. Charges have been dropped against two St. Louis daycare workers accused of encouraging young kids there to engage in a fight club type of brawl in 2016. Prosecutors say there was insufficient evidence to obtain a conviction. A Poplar Bluff preschool and elementary school in southeast Missouri will stop using wall-mounted tables in response to last Friday's death of a young child. This is Missouri Net.